Restaurants, gyms, places of worship, and the hot springs are just some of the Pagosa Springs business owners that are pushing for a variance to open their doors earlier than Colorado's current safer-at-home order is requesting. On Wednesday evening, Pagosa Town Council gave full support of a variance request from these small business owners to the state's public health orders pertaining to COVID-19. Jason Cox is owner of Riff Raff Brewing and has been a strong proponent of starting commerce again while being cautious of public health.
The hardest thing to do here and the most contentious point is how we balance a public health and safety concern with the needs of the economic side for the business owners in Pagosa Springs and Archuleta County. So we've taken a lot of care to try to put provisions in place that protect both sides of that and allow a phased reopening where you're opening at a limited capacity, for example, initially, and then as our case counts continue to stay flat or drop, we are maybe going to be able to open more over the next few months. And that will also be guided by the state health department, so it's not just us in isolation here.
Archuleta County is currently reporting 8 positive COVID-19 cases with no new reported cases since April 22nd. Cox is wearing a couple of hats for the community. Not only is he a small business owner, but he is currently serving his second year of a 3-year term on the board of directors for the Pagosa Springs Medical Center. Cox says he can see how being involved in both sides of the health and economic side of the issue might be perceived as a conflict of interest, but for him, he feels like having this knowledge can help piece the puzzle together.
Being in both roles kind of gives me a sensibility to both, but it definitely is multifaceted. I feel a little bit more like Picasso here. It's kind of this weird multidimensional view of things, but it's hopefully in the end is advantageous and helpful for all parties.
It's no secret that the town of Pagosa Springs is a tourist-driven economy, and Cox says while tourists are eager to come to town now, it might be a sharp learning curve for both guests and business owners alike.
And there definitely are inquiries of people asking what they can do when they get to town, how they can go out, and of course, it causes some friction because a state like Texas opened its dining industry for dine-in service at limited capacity back on May 1st. And we have not done that. So people come in and expecting to be able to sit down in a restaurant and then being told they can't. It does cause some friction. So there's going to be a lot of education required of business owners in the community to let the public and the customers understand what the requirements are and how they need to act and behave while they're in Pagosa.
Other counties in the state that have also applied for a variance and have been approved are both Eagle and Mesa counties. As for next steps for Archuleta, the variance request must include an alternative suppression plan for COVID-19 that is endorsed by San Juan Basin Public Health Department, which Cox says he's hoping for by early next week. After that, the Archuleta Board of County Commissioners will have to review the plan, and then it must be adopted by them before sending it to the state. Cox says Pagosa Springs Medical Center has not endorsed nor denied the variance request, but they have stated that they can handle current needs and have the capacity for mild surges. Reporting for KSUT, I'm Sarah Flower.